this is Blaine from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is weekly punk rock and metal show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and today we are doing a metal edition of We All Fall Down. Welcome to the show, my friends, and welcome Manos, my Greek friend, who is the biggest metalhead I know. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me back, Tim.
Thank you. Due to huge success of our first show, which was in April, I believe, and fans were rioting and asking for you to come back, so we decided to do a second appearance of all metal edition of We All Fall Down, and we started off things with Slayer, a legendary band from United States of America, from their classic album Rain in Blood, and we heard a song called Angel of Death. Was it metal?
Oh, yeah, one of the best songs ever. I'd say you gotta put it up there as the top five intro songs from any metal album, and this album changed a lot of things for the metal scene when it came out.
Yeah, and we found this vinyl record in the CITR library, and it's original, unmastered version of this album. That's Def Jam Recordings 1986. It's the original version, and it sounds different, isn't it?
Oh, didn't it sound heavier?
Yeah.
I really liked it.
So yeah, this is the original unmastered version. Like, you know, right now they do re-releases and they make it sound better. Or
in theory,
yeah, modern. And but yeah, I think the unmastered version sounds even better. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look up some other albums like this, because there's a few in my collection that I only have remastered.
Oh yeah, so to listen to the original, I even heard that some Ramones fans hate remastered versions, because they want, especially the people who started listening to the band from the beginning, from the late, from the 70s, and then they say that they don't like remastered version because this is not how it was originally recorded and how originally sounded, and they like the simplicity, the, I don't know, the dry sound of the early recordings, I don't know. Whatever, let's move on. We've prepared a lots of great metal music for you, and but quickly, just quickly to start off the show, you just came back from
Montreal.
What did you do there?
I was watching the Canadian Grand Prix, the Formula One race. It was sweet.
I know that you're a fan. It was a pretty
big fan. It was awesome. First time going to see it live, and I'm hopefully going to be going more often.
and on Saturday, we have a pretty big date, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for the listeners of CITR, I was born in Russia and Manos was born in Greece. And on Euro 2012, on Saturday, Russia plays Greece. And it's a pretty big game, because the team who wins most likely goes to the quarterfinal of Euro 2012. And last week, I did a special show playing songs by the bands which are so that was the Euro 2012 punk rock pre-party I had the last week, and I'm watching all the games so far, and it's a great tournament, and I'm really excited to see my friend on Saturday and have some tension between us.
Yeah, it's gonna be a different environment for
we have to face each other in terms of football, and even hate each other, I guess.
I will hate you.
Thank you very much.
I promise.
Okay, so yeah, let's move on to the music. We will start the block of Greek metal. That's what we decided to do. Manos picked his three favorite Greek band. It's correct to say.
Oh yeah.
Just give the listeners a little bit of taste. Could you please tell a little bit? I know from you mostly about Greek metal scene. Could you please tell a little bit about the scene? Is it like there are three big bands and there are some smaller bands, and how does it work? Are there some legendary bands? Are there some a little bit a quick review of Greek metal scene from the local man?
Yeah, actually, there's not too many bands that are big that have made it big out of Greece. The first band we're gonna play, Rotting Christ, they're one of the more respected bands that are known throughout the world. And the second band you'll hear, Septic Flesh, they've been around a long time, but didn't really get much traction until more recently with their last couple albums. And their last few have just been amazing, especially the last one, actually won Album of the Year on a bunch of websites, and it blew me away when I heard it. The nice thing about the Greek scene, I mean, metal is huge in Greece, and the cool thing is the recognition they get from the bands themselves. I mean, I've heard live bootlegs or even on full live albums of bands talking about how great Greece is. The Iced Earth released a live album from Athens, and in the liner notes, he talks about how wicked it is playing in Greece. Creator, a band we both really like, Tim, I heard on a live album, he stops in the middle of the set and starts thanking the fans because Greece is such a stronghold for metal in Europe. So it's very cool, yeah. It's a good scene over there.
Yeah. Let's get a taste of this Greek metal thing that you were talking about so passionately. And we'll start with the band you... Is it your favorite, one of your favorite bands?
Yeah.
Can we say?
Yeah, it's... You know, I might be a little biased, but... I've had the chance to hang out with these guys, and they're so awesome to me, and their music is so good. This song is from not their latest album, the one before it, called Theogonia, and it's called Nemesis. It's, I think, their easiest song to listen to.
On the radio waves.
Well, yeah, it's the unfortunately named Rotting Christ. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, so let's listen. Let's give a listen to the Greek metal. This is Rotting Christ from Athens in Greece, their song Nemesis. And I'll try to pronounce it correctly, from the album Theogonia.
Pretty good.
Okay, let's listen. This is We All Fall Down Metal. Yes.
There's no line.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're also available on CITR.ca. And this is weekly punk rock and metal show, We All Fall Down. And today they're doing this full special metal edition of We All Fall Down. And my friend Manos is playing some metal music for us.
Yeah, we just played a little block of things from Greece for you there.
From, yeah, your home country.
Yeah, from my hometown in Athens.
Oh, yeah, all three bands are from Athens.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, yeah. So let's tell the listeners what we just heard. The last band was Acid Death.
Acid Death.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
They probably pronounced it wrong, too. That was the song called Realizing from their album Pieces of Mankind. That riff at the end there always gives me goosebumps. I just love it.
Yeah, you were dancing here, so.
Oh, yeah, rocking out. They have a new album that just came out last week or something like that. I haven't got a chance to hear it yet, but these two albums came out. They released two albums like over 10 years ago or something like that, and they've finally come back with something, so I'm excited to hear that. Before then, we heard Septic Flesh from their album Communion, the song called Anubis, which has maybe the heaviest riff in any song, in my opinion. When I saw them play that song live, the crowd reacted in a way I've never seen at a show before when they started hitting that riff, and it was something else.
And we opened this block of metal music from Greece with your favorite band called Rotting Christ, and that was a song called Nemesis from their second last studio album called Theogonia.
Correct, yeah.
And all those three bands, and is it common, what norm is it, you know, like Greece has a great history as a country and like ancient history. Does that anyhow comes into play into their lyrics, what the band sing about?
Yeah, actually it does. Rotting Christ's latest album called Aeolo, that one, the title is actually in ancient Greek, and they got some, not a choir, but some ancient Greek singing women to be. They had a really prevalent part in the album, and a lot of the songs, the lyrics were all about ancient Greece and stuff. They, as of late, a lot of bands have been getting more into that scene. They're, you know, they're taking advantage of that type of thing because people do think it's cool. They even sing in Greek in some songs, and yeah, it's getting good to see.
Okay, so let's go back to the nowadays and to this country. Next block we prepared for you is metal music from Canada. And we decided to start with the band, the local band called Titans Eve. And this is a band of our friend, Kyle.
Yeah.
We all three used to work together. And now he's and his brother, they started the band Titans Eve. Brilliant band. Yeah, your opinion on Kyle's band.
Oh, they're great.
yeah, we went to see them, yeah.
Yeah, we went to see them. I was really surprised when their album came out, how good it was. I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. But now who are they on tour with? A big band, actually. I'll have to look that up. I don't remember off the top of my head. But
it was really good to see the buddy we worked together. And then he was on stage and they were doing really, really well. So we will play you a song from Titans Eve debut album called The Divine Equal. And that's my favorite song on the album, Tides of Doom.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
So let's start. Let's play. We just played you some Greek metal. Let's come back to Canada. Let's play you. We'll play you some Canadian stuff. And we're starting with local band, Titans Eve, all the way from here, Vancouver, British Columbia. Tides of Doom from their album Divine Equal.
Burn this city to the ground. Yeah. Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is weekly metal and punk rock radio show, We All Fall Down. And I have here my Greek friend Manos. And we are playing a metal music for the listeners of CITR. Big success.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We started the great block of Greek metal. Now we moved here to Canada, to the place where we... hosting the show right now, and we played some local and Canadian bands for the listeners. So let's tell what we played. The last song was by the band Cataclysm.
Yeah, Cataclysm from Montreal, I think. It's from their album In the Arms of Devastation, and that song is called To Rain Again, and it always gets the head just banging, these guys.
Then before that, we heard a legendary Canadian band called Annihilator, and that was a song from the album Alice in Hell, and the name of the song was Alice in Hell.
Yeah.
It's a classic, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's an old classic, just perfect thrash metal from back in the day. Yeah, it's a good track. Before that, it was Titan's Eve, who we mentioned we used to work with, our good friend Kyle, whose band that is, with his brother. And I mentioned they were on tour right now, and I looked up who they're playing with. I can't believe I forgot, but they're playing with Anvil, and that's who they're touring with. They're going to be at the Rickshaw on August 5th. And it's a cheap show. You got to get out there and support the local scene.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, and really, like, we both like Titan Z. We went to see them at a small club at was at Funky Winker Bins, and it was really great to see a local band, a good friend, doing really well and recording actually very, very, very good metal music. So support local metal and Legends Anvil.
Yeah. This is actually Titan Z. It's a release party for them too when they play here. They got a new album coming out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should talk to our friend Kyle and check out this new stuff. Okay, so we're almost done. We have the very last block of music for you, and we saved some hits for the listeners of CITR, and we would like to start with the German band, and this is one of my favorite, probably my... Okay, Metallica is... I'm a very cheesy gentleman, but Metallica is my favorite metal band, but and Metallica was the first band I was really into.
Metallica is your favorite metal band?
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah. Okay. Okay. I can hear. Okay. We'll talk on Saturday, my friend. About this.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, like when I was in first grade, my uncle recorded me a tape, and one tape, one side had Metallica's Black Album, and the other one had something by Nirvana. Never got into the Nirvana side. Till today, I don't really like the Nirvana band, but Metallica, I was amazed. That was incredible for me, and since then I started listening, and Creator was one of those bands which I checked out, and I was really, really in, like, an early school. What's the name of the school?
Primary school?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, young school.
Young school. When I think, yeah, me, yeah. Yeah, and then since then I kind of like this band. So yeah, enough talking about my preferences in metal, because it's not very good preferences, as I can tell by your face expressions. But we'll play you some legendary German band Creator. They are playing in Vancouver in September at the Rickshaw. And Creator, this is, will be the song called Phobia from their album, which came out back in 1997, Outcast. Correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this is Creator on CITR.
Something after you. Is there something after you? Well, sit. My desolate room. No lights. No music. Just ever. Killed everyone. I'm away forever. But I'm feeling better. What do I feel? What do I say? Fuck you, it all goes away. What do I feel? What do I say? Fuck you, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. 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 In the end, it all goes away.
Hello, hello, hello. That was the weekly punk rock and metal show. We all fall down. We're almost done here with Manos, and we played some metal music for you and some hits in the end of the show. The last song, it was by the band called System of a Down from their debut album, and it was a song called Sugar.
Sugar.
And before that?
Before that, we played Phobia by Creator from their album Outcast.
Yeah, from Germany.
Yeah, from Germany.
Yeah, and yeah, we're coming here in September, I think September 20th at the Rickshaw, and I think we will try to go and to do some, to try something special.
we'll be at the show, that's what he's trying to say, yeah. I think.
Thank you for the translation opportunities, thank you for your support in terms of knowing metal and knowing English language and helping me coming out of those weird situations when I cannot finish the sentences.
Yeah, hey, that's what I'm here for.
Thanks for coming, my friend. That was a show of metal. We'll do this again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tim.
Yes, and we would like to finish up things here on CITR with another mega hit.
Yeah, so we're going to close things out with a track from Venom, a huge band who really influenced modern thrash. Metallica, you know, cite them as a big influence, and their lyrical content really got the black metal scene going, although the sound kind of went in a different direction afterwards. But this is the song Black Metal by Venom, and a really cool song.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca and on my blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. And also, the podcast is available through iTunes. That's a program to download podcasts and listen to different MP3 files. Yeah, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mano. I hope we'll still be friends after Saturday when Greece plays Russia.
We'll see.
We'll see. It depends on the result.
Yeah.
This is Venom. Thank you so much for listening. That was a metal edition of We All Fall Down, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
through the gods, rock and roll. Metal tenfold through the deadly black hole. Riding hell stallions, burn back and free. Taking our chances with raw energy. Come ride the night with us, rock hard and fight. United in my legions, we stand. Free part of wild force, give up your souls. Live for the quest of Satan's plan.
Rock and roll!